From Washington, this is VOA News. Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Putin signed the decree today, ordering the sanctions, restricting imports of some Turkish products, prohibiting extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacting Turkish company operations in the country. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon, hoping to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today after unknown assailants killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say assailants opened fire on Tahir Edgi and other activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting also triggered a firefight between Turkish rebels and security forces. It was not clear whether LG or the police were the target of the attack. LG was the chairman of the Diyarbakir Bar Association and arrested last month for saying the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party is not a terrorist organization. Militants attacked a United Nations base in Kaidal, northern Mali, early Saturday morning. Rocket fire killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured 20 others, 4 of them in serious condition, a spokesperson for the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali said. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which followed a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama spoke out today against the shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, saying enough is enough to this attack and similar gun violence. This is not normal. We can't let it become normal, said Mr. Obama in a statement released by the White House. Around noon on Friday, a gunman burst into the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs and opened fire, launching a gun battle, killing 3, including 1 police officer, in the standoff, which went on for 5 hours. Pope Francis continued the second day of his Uganda trip by visiting Uganda's holiest shrine, where he celebrated Mass for an estimated 300,000 people, urging them to honor the legacy of the martyrs in their daily lives. He then met with youth, the elderly, and Catholic officials. From Kampala, Jill Craig reports.
After visiting the martyr shrine in Namugongo Saturday, where 45 19th-century martyrs were tortured and burned alive rather than renounce their faith, Pope Francis urged Ugandans to pay tribute to their sacrifice by serving as missionaries at home by taking care of the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned.
Non si appropria di questa eredità con un ricordo di circostanza o conservandola in un museo.
He says their legacy is not served occasionally, but the faithful honor them, carrying on their witness to Christ in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, and civil society. The pontiff then traveled to a rally at an unused airstrip in Kampala to receive an enthusiastic welcome from about 150,000 young people. Pope Francis is scheduled to leave for the Central African Republic Sunday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
Egypt today said there's a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb, based on preliminary results of a new exploration of a 3,300-year-old mausoleum. Researchers say the discovery of the new chamber could shine new light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent eras. And one prominent researcher has theorized the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. Egypt began the search for the hidden chamber last week, announcing the results of 3 days of testing in the southern city of Luxor was British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, labeled X, in the cutaway bottom left here, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labelled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
The proposal was that since King Tut died at 19, he was perhaps rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally Nefertiti's tomb. Nefertiti, famed for her beauty. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.